I am so pleased for the Gillingham fans, and I'm so proud of the Gillingham players and staff I've got, because they've all deserved that. They've all been waiting. You could feel it. You could feel it around the place, you know, that we've been waiting for, okay, new manager comes in and there's a change of ethic and there's a change of identity a little bit. But without that win, it's futile, you know, and you go on draws. And just talking to the guys here, look, we could have broke the draw record, you know. That was incredible, the amount of draws we've had. But for us to nick a last-minute winner, you know, and it wasn't pretty, and it's not always going to be pretty, but what a result. And everyone at the end there, I celebrated with them with all my heart, because they were brilliant. The fans were patient. You know, they could easily have started getting a little bit disheartened, because there's some passes gone astray. There were some things we tried. You probably didn't see, but I tried two different formations out there. You know, I thought we needed to get another man up top, and then I changed my mind second half. I thought, no, I've let MK Dons in here a little bit. So we'll change back to the original formation. Had to make some big, brave decisions with the substitutes as well, you know. And I'm so pleased for every person who is part of Gillingham, fans, staff, players, because they deserve that. It's brilliant when we win, and to win it in that manner. And Bradley, you know, getting the goal. He's been through a tough time, you know. Been through a hell of a time. He's a man of quality. He's a man who's popped up with the winner today. And he said to me coming off the pitch, he said, "Thank you, Gaffer." And I think that's reciprocated, Bradley, because that goal was a big goal for me. Four draws and a win is a decent start. I'm happy with not a pre-season under my belt, you know, not a transfer window under my belt. So there's more to come. Wasn't brilliant, but we've won a game, and that's awesome at the end there.
Take Hopton and goal today. That's his first league appearance for any club. And he keeps a clean sheet. You must be so pleased for him as well, because I don't suppose he knew until fairly late, early this morning?
Yeah, early this morning. You know, we kept it very quiet, but Glenn just felt his hamstring in training yesterday, and that's the worst day for your goalkeeper to feel his hamstring, you know. And so when he did, we said, look, there's no risk here. You know, you've done fantastically well. And if I'm honest, Tate probably wasn't on the books to have a look at, but I've looked at him now, and I thought he was assured. His kicking was great, and he's got a Cheshire Cat smile on him down there. He's really beaming. And to come in, last minute winner, clean sheet. I think that's brilliant. I think the back four, five, and then four again at times really, really looked after him as well with their defending. You know, they defended solidly. They didn't let many shots go in at all, you know. I was a bit worried with the free kick, went into the wall stayed strong. They've really helped him, but also he deserves that, and he deserves that clean sheet. And I said to him, you know, keep your shirt, because it's your debut shirt and you're not going to forget that. I might have to pay for that, I don't know, but I don't know what the protocol is here, but if I have to, I have to. But I want him to keep his shirt, because that's a big moment for such a young man, and he'll sleep well tonight, I'm sure.